chapter 20. Verse 3. I will also ask you a question. Tell me. Verse 4. John's baptism, was it from heaven, or from men? Verse 8. Neither will I tell you by what authority I am doing these things. Verse 9. A man planted a vineyard, rented it to some farmers and went away for a long time. Verse 10. At harvest time he sent a servant to the tenants so they would give him some of the fruit of the vineyard. But the tenants beat him and sent him away empty-handed. Verse 11. He sent another servant, but that one also they beat and treated shamefully and sent away empty-handed. Verse 12. He sent still a third, and they wounded him and threw him out. Verse 13. Then the owner of the vineyard said, What shall I do? I will send my son, whom I love. Perhaps they will respect him. Verse 14. But when the tenants saw him, they talked the matter over. This is the heir, they said. Let's kill him, and the inheritance will be ours. Verse 15. So they threw him out of the vineyard and killed him. What then will the owner of the vineyard do to them? Verse 16. He will come and kill those tenants and give the vineyard to others. Verse 17. Then what is the meaning of that which is written, The stone the builders rejected has become the capstone? Verse 18. Everyone who falls on that stone will be broken to pieces, but he on whom it falls will be crushed. Verse 23. Why tempt ye me? Verse 24. Show me a denarius, whose portrait and inscription are on it. Verse 25. Then give to Caesar what is Caesar's, and to God what is God's. Verse 34. The people of this age marry and are given in marriage. Verse 35. But those who are considered worthy of taking part in that age and in the resurrection from the dead will neither marry nor be given in marriage. Verse 36. And they can no longer die. For they are like the angels. They are God's children, since they are children of the resurrection. Verse 37. But in the account of the bush, even Moses showed that the dead rise. For he calls the Lord the God of Abraham, and the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. Verse 38. He is not the God of the dead, but of the living, for to him all are alive. Verse 41. How is it that they say the Christ is the son of David? Verse 42. David himself declares in the book of Psalms, The Lord said to my Lord, Sit at my right hand. Verse 43. Until I make your enemies a footstool for your feet. Verse 44. David calls him Lord. How then can he be a son? Verse 46. Beware of the teachers of the law. They like to walk around in flowing robes and love to be greeted in the marketplaces and have the most important seats in the synagogues and the places of honor at banquets. Verse 47. They devour widows' houses and for a show make lengthy prayers. Such men will be punished most severely.